Turning our attention now to r/generative AI, the conversation among creators is currently having a massive terminological civil war. The core debate centers on whether any AI tool can truly be called an editor. Many users and experts are pushing back hard against this terminology. They argue that most tools, even those marketed with phrases like one-click movie, are actually generators or helpers, not full editors. Generators simply create assets, while a true editor handles the meticulous piecing together and refinement of existing footage. The consensus is that clients often conflate asset creation with the actual skill of post-production editing. Moving beyond theory, users are also discussing advanced video workflows. It's becoming clear that model strength alone isn't enough. The workflow is what matters. Tools and platforms that act as aggregators or wrappers, allowing you to upscale, restyle, and interpolate assets without jumping through 5 different browser tabs, are seen as crucial for reducing production friction. And if you're interested in getting a vintage look, remember that modern AI often makes things too perfect. To fake an older feel, focus on analog imperfections like chromatic aberration or dropping the frame rate to mimic old film stocks. Switching gears into technical operations over at r/Google Anagravity, the trend here is all about optimizing complex LLM pipelines. Users are sharing highly sophisticated methods of building multi-agent systems. The strategy involves using one powerful model for judgment or planning, like Claude Code, and then delegating the bulk, token-heavy grunt work to cheaper, faster agents, such as Gemini via Antigravity's CLI. This is a major focus on cost control and maximizing efficiency across different vendor models. Finally, over in r/Grok, the conversation has centered heavily on model guardrails and political filtering. The sentiment here suggests that some users find commercial LLMs to be becoming overly cautious or restrictive, often describing it as woke garbage. For these users, a key selling point of platforms like Grok is its perceived lack of stringent content filters, allowing for more free-flowing discussion on controversial topics. Overall, the community remains deeply engaged in finding better ways to manage costs and navigate which models provide the best balance of capability and freedom.